Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Giving you the best deal of the season, maybe the best deal of all time of any kind ever.
It would be hard to dispute that claim.
Yeah, it would be, and that's why I'm making the claim. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com, and we will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental for half off. Contact us today for more details, 1-800-519-8467, and you can visit GoPSURV.com. That offer ends December 31st, 2018. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. He's Greg Pickle. We've discussed all kinds of stuff, Penn State recruiting and around the Big Ten. You can check those out if you did miss them at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app. Wanted to look now at the Citrus Bowl matchup against Kentucky. Last week we talked about Penn State's offense trying to conquer that Kentucky defense, which to me is the bigger storyline of the game. But you can't deny that the Penn State defense has to come to play against this Kentucky offense. And I wanted to get your perspective on this, by the way, while we're talking about being there for the Citrus Bowl. Penn State is focused on recruiting in Florida, and now they're going to spend about a week in the state of Florida.
Yep.
How do they multitask, and can they capitalize on that? Can they get a Florida prospect or two at a game? You know, Solomon Enos strikes me as a kid who showed up at the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Because that was nearby. Didn't end up paying off in the long run,
right?
But it's an interesting dynamic. What can they do down there to multitask?
It is, yeah. James Franklin was asked about that previously, back a couple weeks ago, and he more or less said nothing, which sounds crazy. And trust me, if there was a way that they could use the rules to their favor to recruit while they were down there, they certainly would. But because that dead period starts a day before the national signing day, and it runs until January 11th, you can't have any off contact with these kids on or off campus between December 16th to January 10th. So they can't really do anything. They can't give tickets or arrange for recruits to get tickets to the Citrus Bowl. They can't bring them out to a Citrus Bowl practice and let them watch. I mean, they're pretty much, pretty much can do what everybody else can do with Florida prospects or any other prospects in the country at that time of year, which is communicate via text message, social media, or phone call. But other than that, they don't really have anything within the rules that'll give them an advantage. So it is a little bit surprising. I thought we could hear something that they might be able to do with recruits, but at the end of the day, it just, the rules make sure that it doesn't work out that way. So they're good at branding, they're good at graphics, they're good at messaging. They will find a way to use this to their advantage, even if they can't do much in person in that regard.
And I mean, at the end of the day, I know one game doesn't mean a lot in the grand scheme of recruiting, but you put on a good product in the field in that situation, it can only help your efforts. One of the big things from Penn State's defense's point of view is stopping Benny Snell Jr., high profile, tough, pretty versatile running back. He's a tough runner, and I think he's a handful for anybody. And for Penn State, it's another test of patience, discipline, your physicality in the front seven. I think it's encouraging the way they closed the year, especially that last game of the season against Anthony McFarland and Maryland. They stayed very disciplined and very patient and took away a lot of that stuff that they were trying to do on the edges, on the outside. Benny Snell can beat you inside, can beat you outside. That offensive line is pretty good as well. So this will be a big challenge. It'll be one of the defining characteristics of this game.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think it almost makes it too easy to say that that stopping Benny Snell is the way you stop Kentucky from winning the Citrus Bowl, but it pretty much comes down to that. I mean, you go back and look at Kentucky's game-by-game offense this year, game-by-game results this year. I mean, this is not an explosive offense. I hate going all the way back to September to talk about the bowl game because it's just too long ago. But I mean, there were games back in September where they barely broke 20 points. And at one point this year, they're averaging like 17 points a game, a little bit more so over the last month, starting with you know, you look at October 27th, they score 15 to beat Missouri. They score 17 to start of November to lose to Georgia 34-17. They win again, lose at Tennessee, and they only score 7 points. Finally, do put up 34 against Middle Tennessee State and 56 against Kentucky. But this is not a major scoring offense, and you're not going to, I don't think, see the Wildcats break into the 30s. So if Penn State, which we know can get there, hasn't always gotten there this year, but for Penn State, when it has the ball, that's going to have to be the goal. Score, 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 because I don't think this Kentucky team can go play with you. I really don't. Now, they did blow out Louisville, like we said, and they did get into the 30s against Middle Tennessee. Neither one of those defenses that they faced in those games is anything even similar or close to Penn State. So it stops Snell and then go from there and see if you can make things work.
And I think for the style and for the flow of the game, you know, the one thing that stands out about that Maryland game is that, you know, you score points early. I think Penn State, no matter how the early part of that game went, Penn State was pretty dominant. So it's not a perfect comparison. Maryland is not Kentucky either, but game flow and, you know, script. And if you can get them off script a little bit, if you can get them playing from behind, that's the kind of complimentary football that will help Penn State win this game. And I think that would be, that would be too much for Kentucky if you get them out of their element.
Right. No, absolutely. And they don't have great quarterback play. They do not have, like, you know, a star receiver or two or an explosive guy like a Jahan Dotson or a KJ Hamler to flip the field really quick and flip the game. I mean, they're just ordinary on offense. It starts and ends, for the most part, with Benny Snell. And if you're able to, you know, keep him contained, Terry Wilson, the quarterback, probably isn't going to beat you. I mean, he was 10 of 14 in that game against Kentucky, or against Middle Tennessee State, rather. Not too impressive there. You go back to the Louisville game, the stat sheet looks a little bit better. 17 of 23, 261, three touchdowns, an interception against a pretty horrible Louisville team. So I don't think you have to worry about him beating you. You want him, you want to make him beat you, make him make plays. He is able to get out and run a little bit. There's no question about that. He carried the ball 10 times in that Louisville game. He's, you know, he shows up in the rushing part of the box score every single week. So he's a guy that can make plays and will force you to be disciplined in terms of your run assignments and all that, but he's not going to beat you with his arm. That's where Penn State's going to have to force them into situations where they must throw, get off schedule, like you just said, and if they're able to do that, they should be able to, you know, keep Kentucky's offense in check.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Best deal of the season. Check them out. 50% off your next RV rental. You can call 1-800-519-8467 or check out GoPSURV.com. That offer ends December 31st, 2018, so get on it. You know, you mentioned Terry Wilson Jr., the quarterback for Kentucky. He has the ability to run, but it looks like, just statistically, it looks like they have not really designed that to a great extent in the offense. So I think he's a guy, you know, and I watched briefly, I think when they were playing Joe Moorhead and Mississippi State, which that Mississippi State defense was a tough cookie to crack for a lot of teams. Kentucky had a hard time at points with that. He wants to stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
Or you know, maybe he wants to throw the football is more accurate. So, you know, he does pose a threat with his legs, and you never know. And this would be one thing that would be interesting with a few weeks to game plan and try to utilize those strengths. I do think that Kentucky might use him more in that regard. But to me, if you're staying at home to and staying, maintaining gap integrity and that kind of thing to stop the running game, you're going to be in good shape to try to slow down, slow Wilson down too. So I think that it kind of comes together. It's important, you know, for those linebackers to be ready. You know, I don't know if it demands a spy situation, but the whole front seven is on the spot.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, we just got some new gambling information that came in just now. You know, you get those emails say, "Hey, hi Dustin, yeah. I think I have some odds that might be of interest to you."
Yeah,
these
I got it too. Yeah,
these actually were of interest to us. So Penn State is now listed as a 6.5-point favorite, according to this, which comes from Bovada. The betting is heavily on Penn State, but the one I think is interesting is the total's 48. And most of the money so far is on the over. So 6.5, 48, you're talking, you know, 27-22 to hit, or 27-21 to hit 48 and 6.5. I mean, I guess that sounds about right. I watching what I've watched so far at Kentucky's offense, I'm not convinced they can score 21 points. I really am not. And Penn State, I mean, on the other hand, Penn State is going to have to deal with Josh Allen and a very good Kentucky defense. And the Lions have shown at times this year that they aren't always capable of getting into the high 20s. So I'm not sure the points are coming in this one. It was 44 originally, bet up to 48. I'm sure it's going to keep going up. Bowl games are known to have limited defensive performances at times. But I don't know. It's looking specifically at Kentucky. I think Penn State could keep them in the 10 to 17 point range. If they do, they'll have no excuses not to win then. So the front seven is going to be a big part of that. Obviously, we'll see what the dynamics are at linebacker with Micah Parsons and Koa Farmer as he continued to get more and more reps as the season went on. Obviously, then after that, you have a defensive line that I think might feel a little bit disrespected at this point. Sharif Miller and Etur Gross-Matsos really didn't get the Big Ten all-conference awards that I think a lot of people thought they would. I mean, Gross-Matsos, you know, it was third team on the coaches, third team. I don't even know if he was on the AP team. So I think that's a defensive line if it's a little bit disrespected, and they're going to want to show up in this contest and get after, you know, Terry Wilson and make Benny Snell a side note in this contest. So the motivation certainly would seem to factor or favor Penn State on that side of the ball.
It seems to make sense mathematically. You try to take away the strength the best you can and try to make Terry Wilson beat you with his arm. That's pretty simple. But the complicating thing here is that Kentucky's offensive line can move people. And the interior of Penn State's line, you know, you want to see them maintain the point of attack. And I think, you know, Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens have done a really, really nice job and gotten better and better and better as the season goes on. Will this be the kind of game that tests the depth of that position? You know, that's one thing to watch. Can, you know, Kentucky stay on schedule to the point where you can negate what Etur Gross-Matsos can do? You can negate what Sharif Miller does. Those are the kinds of concerns in this game. I think talent for talent, Penn State has an edge, has an advantage, and I think their defense should come to play. Brent Pry will have them prepared. Passing game, not super explosive. Penn State's played a bunch of games like this, including against Maryland the last week of the year. Pitt, Illinois, Michigan State. Iowa didn't have a lot of contribution from its quarterback. Wisconsin was the same deal with Jonathan Taylor. They've got experience covering up one-dimensional offenses, and I think Kentucky, no disrespect to Terry Wilson, is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Penn State must make it that way and keep it that way to give itself a best chance to win the Citrus Bowl on January 1st.
We are still talking Penn State. We're shifting gears to Penn State hoops. Pat Chambers' team, 5-4. Greg and I, Jeff Brown won't be able to make it this week. He should be back next week. Greg and I will talk about the latest in Penn State basketball. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.